The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. I'm live here inside the web studio, inside my home office, while Mr. Ira Weintraub is in the studio there, the MDN studios at Ann Arbor Radio. It's our sheltering in place format. Obviously, we're here for the remainder of this month. I think this is going to be our format in the month of May as well. I'm speculating, waiting on an announcement from Governor Gretchen Whitmer here in the state of Michigan about the school year, and whether or not this will, this sheltering in place mandate will extend through the remainder of the school year, through the academic year. And so we'll see if we get that news during the show this morning. We'll certainly let you know. But as I mentioned before we went to the break, switching gears a bit, getting over into football now, and looking ahead to what we hope will be a football season in 2020. One of the guys on the squad that I expect to make a huge leap from year one to year two. One of the guys who I expect to become an all-league player. One of the guys that is among the most special athletes I've ever seen put on a uniform at Michigan. And that's not hyperbole. Going down and seeing him a number of times in high school, from going down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to watch him practice in a game, to seeing him at various camp events. He is a spectacular athlete. I'm talking about Daxton Hill. You've heard me say that he is the most talented athlete I've seen Michigan ever recruit at safety. Now, I can't speak to before, 1987. I can't speak to before that, but certainly since I can recall guys, he is Tripp Wellborn have been the standard bearer, and it's no small thing for me to say a guy is a more talented athlete than Tripp Wellborn, but this kid has that, and so it coming in with that 5-star acclaim, though, he didn't come in right away as a starter. That was not a surprise to me. I told you guys to expect that gradually over the course of the year. He rose, and you start to see some flashes of the playmaker that he was in high school. I think that goes to another level this year. To get an inside take on that, though, I reached out to his trainer, Dwight Dobbins, who played defensive back at Tulsa, was a 4-year letter winner, a 2-year starter there as a cornerback. And then I also reached out to Daxton's brother, Justice Hill, who is fresh off his rookie season with the Baltimore Ravens. He was a standout tailback with Oklahoma State. There is no person alive that knows him better than his big brother. Knows about his training, knows about what he's thinking, and Dwight, a guy who he talked to at times last year as he was going through the season as well. These were two guys that could offer terrific insight into his thought process last year, his preparation this offseason, and what's a reasonable forecast for him next year. I'll play one of those interviews for you right now, and that's the interview with his trainer, Dwight Dobbins. Give me some background on your relationship with Dax. When did you guys start? How long have you known each other?
So I met Dax, I believe coming, I can't remember if it's going into his sophomore season or coming out. I want to say it was coming out and leading to that off season, so that his next season on the field would have been going into his junior year. So it'd have been that summer or that off season we met coming out of his sophomore year. It's when we first met. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of training out here in Tulsa, working with a lot of different athletes, youth, all the way to professional. And I played at the University of Tulsa myself, so I've always been intrigued and then trying to give back to the community. And I've always heard about him, Now, this is before we met, and it's like, hey, this is a big-time athlete, him and his brother. Mm-hmm. They're like, the Hills are like, hey, that's the Mecca. Like, everybody knows them in Oklahoma. And so, again, he got word of me just through some of the guys that I was working with and my name getting around the city. And so I believe we had a mutual friend that his dad reached out to looking for Dax to do some different training as far as more specific to the defensive back position. Because mm-hmm. he had a personal trainer as far as working on his stretching, working on his lifting, different things of that nature, but needed somebody to really go in depth and really teach him exactly what the position entitled and what all came with it and trying to get guys ready for the next level. So once that, man, I mean, again, I've already heard about him and the first time seeing him, I'm like, man, this is a man amongst boys. Like,
right.
You know, like really, and it's cliche to say, but it's like, nah, like this dude is that guy. And, it's almost like he's looked the same way. I mean, just all the way through high school is ridiculous. And of course he's gotten bigger and more defined as he gets older and he's doing what he needs to do to get there. But again, he's always been about five steps ahead of everybody else.
Right.
When it comes to stature.
Right. Yeah. You watch him and he's moving at a different speed and at that size. And I remember when I came down there to see him and I came back and I was telling people, it's like he could legitimately be an All-American corner. He could legitimately be an All-American safety. He could legitimately be an All-American receiver. And it's not embellishing.
It's not just talking. It's like, nah, man, this is legit. Like, this dude can do anything that he wants. And it was always, and in coming out that year, of course, the Derek Stingley kid that's at LSU now, they were always being compared amongst each other. Because those two guys right there were in a class of their own as far as just a feel for the game and then athletically, of course, and just the physical gifts that they have. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
So give me your kind of your expert eye on Dax from the IQ side. We know physically he really has no peer. What will really take his game to the next level is how well he thinks the game. And that was one of the things that I was impressed with watching him. He's a cerebral player as much as he is a physical one. But you being his coach, kind of give me your take on Dax and the football IQ side of things.
So he comes from and it stems back to his family. You know, Derek and Tia, man, I mean, those guys are really scholarly. I mean, they're into the books. They're into personal gain, the health. I mean, just all these different aspects of just life in general. And so he's always had a great feel for just life in general. And so anything like a sport, I mean, it just comes so naturally. And he watches the game. Even though he don't do a whole lot of talking, I'm sure you've been around him. It's like, man, this dude don't talk.
Right,
but it's like,
right.
but it's a testament because he's paying attention to everything, and everything he comes across, it just like he absorbs, and without you even knowing it. And so, yeah, his IQ for the game is very high for his age. But again, he's always been mature, being around Justice. He's seen it all, done it all, and he's got a head start than what a lot of other kids don't have. And it shows in his game. And even if he wasn't so athletically gifted, he would still excel because, again, he has a great feel for the game. And football's not a hard sport as it is, but when you take what he has physically and then the IQ and really a great understanding for the game and how it's supposed to be played, man, I mean, it's off the charts. Sky's the limit. You get a Dax Hill.
Right. So, you know, the expectation is when you are as talented, when you're as gifted a player as he is, a lot of folks, a lot of fans think, oh, he's just going to come in the door and start right away. And then one of the things I said when I came back, I remember I came in my freshman year at Michigan was Charles Woodson's freshman year at Michigan. And Charles Woodson didn't start until like game five or six. He didn't start right out the gate. He didn't even really play that much out the gate, but for special teams and then, you know, nickel situations. So it took a minute for him to to get into that on-field playing situation. And it felt like there was sort of the same trajectory with Dax, that it once you got to like game five or six, now we started seeing Dax a lot more. We started seeing him make plays, be more of a part of the defense. Did you talk to him at all during that journey? How did he handle that? What did you see? What did you hear about how he was processing all that as it happened?
So when we would talk about just the understanding for the playbook, what the defensive coordinator is looking for you, what your role on the team is going to be. And I've always, and it just goes back to the training, you know, I've always trained him, hey, we're going to work like you're going in as a cornerback. And I feel other than quarterback, cornerback is the hardest position on the field to play. You're playing with your back toward the end zone. You're always home, no matter what team you're playing, you're always holding one of the best athletes on the team. And so you're asked to do a lot with very little. And so he never quite understood that. It's like, hey, man, I'm a safe. Like, why are we doing this and that? I'm like, man, trust me. You'll be able. So now once you get to this next level, if there's a senior in front of you at your position at safety, you're going to be able to play nickel. But there's a nickel right there, and safety's taken up right now. They need you to play corner. You'll be able to do it without hesitation. And I've always taught, I teach all those guys, it's like, man, we want to be marketable to these coaches. We want to be able to do as many things as possible to make our job, to make their job easiest, and to get on the field as early as possible. And so going through that process, again, it wasn't ever hard for him to kind of adapt. It's like, hey, we're just trying to get on the field at the end of the day, and you'll be able to do anything that you're asked to do. And so, well, also, too, when I'm talking to the guys, just because I have a really better relationship more than just player to coach, it's more of like, hey, man, it's like a little brother. So I'm really talking to him more about, hey, how's school, classes? I mean, how's the atmosphere being away from home? He's never been away from home like that. All these different things that are new to him is what I was more intrigued with. And then it's like, hey, are you happy? And as long as he would say, yeah, I'm happy, then I was always good with it. It's like, okay, he's just buying his time. And again, it took him a minute to really get the playbook down and really understand exactly what his role was to be. And I knew it was just a matter of time. It's like, man, once he gets that, the sky's the limit. And once the coaches figure out, it's like, okay, he's ready to cut him loose. Like I said, it's game over for everybody else.
All right, so let's fast forward to now. You know, obviously college football is shut down. I mean, guys would be in spring ball right now, but that's out. So they're left on their own to train and get ready and back home and train. And as you have interacted with him and talked to him and seen him even, you know, where is he? Where is he at this point mentally? Where is he at this point physically? You know, is he bigger? Is he faster? Is he stronger? Kind of look ahead for me based on what you've seen and heard from him at this point here this spring.
So I'll start with mentally. I mean, mentally, he's always been three steps ahead of everybody else. It's never been a problem. And again, it's like it's never, even though we hadn't trained and he's not necessarily really doing the same things that we would do here, he hasn't missed a beat with that. The training sessions that we've done since he's been back, it's just because I know the kids are out of school, not really doing any type of conditioning, different things. Since he's been back, man, we've been really trying to hit the conditioning really hard. Everything that they would do, minus the lifting. I mean, you're doing your skill work, your conditioning, all these different things. And so he's always been focused. I was just talking to a kid's parent about him. It seemed like when I pull up to these workouts, man, I'll have a majority of the kids, they're still in the car waiting on me to get out, because I show up late on purpose just to see who's going to be on the field, and I don't have to tell people, hey, let's go ahead and get started. Dax is the only one on the field. He's already stretching, legs spread, chest to the floor, all these different things, water bottle in hand. Like, he's always been mentally ready for exactly what he's supposed to do. And that's a testament again to his family. Physically, he still looks good. I can't tell how much weight he's put on because he always looks slim. but muscular at the same time. And I still see it. It's like, hey, man, they can still put 10 to 15 pounds on him easily this offseason. I don't think he had any injuries. Can't remember if he talked about anything like that. I mean, the kid has never hurt. But as far as the physical-wise, we did a lot of running, some explosive drills, some things with balance, body control. I mean, he looks great with that. We can still get better with some different things that, again, we're just trying to, and two, I'm always trying to teach these guys just biomechanics, the different forms of why we do what we do and why we're able to do what we do. But he looks great in that, man. He always have. And I'm still, my expectations for him are so high that I hadn't really seen that jump like me and you are talking about. I think we'll see it this year as well, as far as physically, as far as even another step up mentally. You know, that dude, man, the sky is really the limit for this guy. And it's I'm so excited to see what that's going to look like.
You know, he was always, Dax was always, feels like he was running 4.3 in his sleep, man. Do you know what he ran in winter conditioning in the 40? Do you guys run the 40? They're like, where, in, as far as the measurable speed, have you seen where he is now versus where he was before he went to college?
No, so again, the last deal that I really looked at, and as far as he was timed, and it was supposed to be a legit time, was a 4.3 flat at the Nike opening, and with the Spark camp, mm-hmm. And that was going into his senior year. So that right there is like, man, I don't care what else he runs. Like, this is nothing better than that. And you could compare that to the last five combines, and he's top five in everything that he did, probably top three. The top one, you know what I'm saying, out of one and two. So that's never been a problem. My deal with him is like, just we're trying to be more, what's the word, more assertive, mm-hmm. No wasted movement, more efficient with mm-hmm. our movements, right? Because again, with this speed, I mean, he can probably do a little bit more. He can do it in a lot less steps. That I know he can. And again, it's all about just kind of understanding, hey, what we're trying to do and how the movement is supposed to be. So again, it's hard to say because my expectations are so high. I'm always not really criticizing, but I'm like, hey, we can get better with this, whether it's with his arms, whether it's with the, his foot placement, coming out of breaks, different things of that nature. But again, he hasn't lost a step at all. And he's definitely gotten a little bit better, but I know it's so much more that we'll all see in this next year going into that sophomore season.
So my last one for you, you mentioned the word assertive, and I'm really curious because, you know, I think he's the best athlete on Michigan's team. He'd be the best athlete on most teams in the country right now. So that's not,
that's not talking about
the rest of the guys on this squad. It's talking about what an elite athlete he is. And on top of that, he now has some experience. There are some guys that in the secondary, some veteran guys in the secondary that graduated. So he is moving into a position of leadership just by virtue of being one of the starters. So do you see that assertiveness as a leader kind of emerging, a guy who can direct traffic, a guy who can talk to teammates, tell them where to be, tell them how to be? Do you see that kind of demeanor, at least on the field, because we know Dax is quiet off the field, but on the field, kind of see that assertiveness, you know, emerging him as he heads into what you and I both think is going to be a breakout year for him?
I do. And so coming out of his junior year, going into his senior season, I really saw him on the field point directing traffic, getting guys lined up, because he had to play more of like a middle linebacker, outside linebacker type. And in Oklahoma, a guy like that, nobody can block him. Nobody can run from him. So he can really, it's like, I want you as close to the line as possible. At the same time, you're still able to cover when you need to. And I saw that going into his senior year, and he did a lot of that. And I see him doing a lot of that going into this sophomore season. And I want him to be a little bit more vocal. He's always been I can show you better than I can tell you. But again, he's going to be fine. I can't wait to see it myself. But I do want to see him, and I challenge him in workouts where it's like I may pull him to the side to kind of show him a drill first before I show everybody else, and then I may have him kind of try, and it's like, hey, I want you to kind of demonstrate the drill, kind of tell guys, hey, this is kind of what we're doing. Just on the tip. And I challenge all those guys differently, where I feel like whether maybe he doesn't lack, but I want him to just like, hey, I want you to be comfortable doing this because I know what you're finna go into.
That was Dwight Dobbins, trainer for Dax Hill. That was before, you know, there was a shelter in place order that was issued in Tulsa just last weekend. I don't think they've done it in the entire state of Oklahoma. But last weekend Tulsa had it, so I don't know that they'll be able to do the training thing anymore together, but certainly for a time during the period in which he's been home, they're right back working together again, and he sees what I see and sees it even closer about the outlook for Dax this coming year. We'll dig more into that on the other side on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket.